Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. So last fall, a bunch of news broke about Demi Lovato. She entered rehab after an incident while on tour with the Jonas Brothers, was treated for eating disorders, diagnosed as bipolar. Fast forward to this summer, Demi Lovato is back. She's been in the studio recording music, and she's been very open about the past year of her life and obviously opening up in her music. Her song Skyscraper, just released, shot right up to number one on iTunes. She's been trending on Twitter and the whole nine. Music video just released as well online. And Demi Lovato joins me right now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Hi, Demi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Congratulations. I mean, it seems like you release a song, and within like 10 seconds, you blink your eyes, and bam, it's right on top of the iTunes. Charts.
You know what was so funny is when the song released, I had a few friends over, and I remember, you know, after maybe a few hours seeing it, I was like, oh, cool, it's already 184 on iTunes. And then, I go to bed and I wake up, and the next day I'm number one, and I'm like, how did that happen? That's insane. I was good with 184.
Well, obviously, the support of your fans, first and foremost, without question.
Yes,
but
of course, of course.
You know, in addition to the support of your fans, Demi, what really was something I noticed, you also have the support of your peers. I mean, I saw Selena Gomez and Pete Wentz and Katy Perry and Eva Longoria and Kelly Clarkson and Jordan Sparks, all of these people tweeting how much they loved your song. That really had to mean the world to you as well.
I mean, that was insane. Of course, I have some of the most amazing friends in the world that are so supportive no matter what I do. But then there were also people that, you know, I really respect as musicians, like Jordan Sparks and Pete Wentz, Katy Perry and Kelly Clarkson, and all these people were tweeting at me. And as each tweet kept going on, I just was more and more blown away. I was like, wow, I think this song is onto something. Like, this is insane because, you know, it's the first single that I've ever released that has ever gone to radio. And so I'm not really used to this reaction, and I just feel like I'm in a dream right now. It's crazy.
Anybody else reach out to you, maybe personally, not on Twitter, people that we would know to say, you know, hey, congratulations?
Just about everybody in my phone book.
Wow,
a lot of
awesome.
People, of course, do it on Twitter, but I have so many people that have just supported me, and it's just been amazing.
Demi Lovato here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You brought up an excellent point there, because this is your first single at Top 40 Radio, and it's an interesting time in your career and your life to have that first single, especially given the what I think is an unprecedented amount of honesty for somebody who was on Disney and who's gone through some of the issues that you've gone through. Was any point, Demi, where you thought, you know what, maybe I'll just sing about it and I'm not going to talk about it?
I think that's exactly what I did a year ago. When I recorded this song, it was a year ago, and I hadn't spoken about my issues at all. And I took advantage of that hour and a half in the studio of me singing this song, and I was doubled over in emotional pain. I was crying my eyes out singing the song, and I used it as almost what I look at now as my cry for help. And then I ended up getting help for those issues, which was the greatest decision that I've ever made in my life. But, you know, it was a very ironic story how a year ago I was singing this when no one knew about my issues, and a year later I'm singing and helping people with the issues that I was struggling with.
I know you're taking things a day at a time, but do you ever fast forward your mind to a point where you're on tour performing this song? Do you ever think what that's going to be like, having to channel all those emotions and being on a live stage?
I dream about those moments all the time. And if I could, I'd do it tomorrow, but we gotta rehearse first.
Of course.
I dream about it all the time. And the most amazing part about performing live in front of an audience is no matter who's in the audience, you have this universal connection and this bond to every single person in the audience, because at one instance, when you glance into someone's eyes, you're connecting through music.
Demi Lovato here on the Ralphie Radio Show. I know a lot of those people that might be in that audience eventually are wondering some other things right now. For example, you're in the studio working on this next album, I take it. What's the deal with that? Give me an update.
I'm finishing it up, and it's going to release soon, but I've worked with some really amazing people, and I'm going to continue to work with some amazing people when I finish it up, but it's coming soon.
Can you tell me anybody you've worked with or no?
I wrote with Cara Diaguardi and a writer named Toby Gad. I actually recorded a song yesterday with, not a duet, but Ryan Tedder from One Republic wrote the song, and I'm singing it. So I got to work with him yesterday. That was really cool.
This is your third studio album, obviously, you're working on. And from what I read, you actually started working on this album about a year ago, correct?
I did. This is the first album that I haven't recorded in a month. every other album, I haven't had time to really take my time with it and craft it like I really wanted to do, because I was finding spare time between the television show and movies and touring, and then it all over again. So this time, you know, I've worked on it for the past year and really gone hard over the past few months, but you can definitely tell that I took my time with it, this record.
Demi Lovato, again, working on her third studio album, Skyscraper, the single, already shot to number one on iTunes. It's available now for purchase. Demi, hey, great to hear that you're doing so well, and good luck with the rest of the album.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you.